mantle to keep us from the darkness and the cold. Some may seek a way to gain control when it's bought and sold. I know the lives are at stake. You're the mine and our descendants in time.
I saw look like a blunderbuss aimed at the skies. It's your friendly Adam raging out of control, and your scientists are praying for Lady Luck's smile. Take the children and run. 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 Take the children and run.
A sermon about old man Adam. Now I don't mean the Adam in the Bible, that no, I don't mean Adam Mother Eve made it. I mean that thing that science liberated. You know, Einstein said he was scared. If he's scared, boy, I'm scared. You know, life used to be such a simple joy. The cyclotron was a super toy. Folks got born, they'd work and marry, and Adam was a word in the dictionary. Then it happened. These science guys from every clime, they all pitched in with overtime. Before you knew it, the job was done. They'd hitched up the power of the doggone sun, put a harness on old Sol. Splitting atoms right and left, while the diplomats were splitting hairs. Of course, the cartel crowd up and put on a show. They're gonna turn back the clock on the UNO. Grab a corner on atoms and maybe extinguish every damn atom. Can't speak English. Down with foreign-born atoms. America for American atoms. Step right up, folks. Let's atomize world peace. But the Atoms International, in spite of hysteria, flourishes in Utah, also Siberia. The atom don't care about politics or who got what into whichever fix. All he wants to do is sit around and have his nucleus bombarded by neutrons. Yes, it's up to the people, because the atom don't care. You can't fence him in, he's just like air. And whether you're white, black, red, or brown, the question is this when you boil it down. To be or not to be. That is the question. Yes, and the answer to it all ain't military datum, like who gets their fustest with the mostest atoms. But the people of the world must decide their fate. We gotta stick together or disintegrate. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men could be cremated equal.
Back out in Yucca Flats, our trucks were winding down to the testing site. I'm out there, I still see it clear. It turned night to day and day to endless night. 1,100 soldiers, easy duty combat pay. Drop down to watch that fireball, I still see it clear as day. But it wasn't what they showed us, it was what they didn't say. 'Cause if I knew what I was getting into, nothing could have dragged me down to pay the price I've got to pay today. You know they told me it was safe and they swore that it was true. They said the risks are all acceptable, acceptable to who? They can't cover up the truth no more. I feel it in my bones. You can fool yourself with numbers, but you pay the price alone. Well, they marched us down, they sat us on the ground, and I think they knew what they never said out loud. Our only shelter there, the desert air, with our hands on our faces, our backs to the deadly cloud. Then the world went white, I swear I saw the bones in both my hands. The ground was glowing cherry red, so hot we could not stand. And something deep inside me knew just what the army planned, 'cause a deadly time bomb started clicking. Deep within my bones it's ticking. You hear that sound, you're quick to understand. But they told me it was safe, and they swore that it was true. They said the risks are all acceptable, acceptable to hold. They can't cover up the truth no more. I feel it in my bones. You can fool yourself with numbers, but you pay the price alone. Twenty years passed, this year last. Believe just what they did. 20 years pass slow, and all I got to show is a lousy pension for my widow and my kids. So I thought you would hear this warning from one who's been hit hard about their testing sites and their power plants with their fences and their guards. 'Cause that time bomb, it's a ticking still, and it's right in your backyard. And if you knew what you was getting into, what it finally all comes down to, maybe you'll believe it when I'm dead. You know they'll tell you that it's safe. Oh, they'll swear to you it's true. They'll say the risks are all acceptable, 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 acceptable. Now, they can't cover up the truth when it is burning in your bones. They can fool you with their numbers, but you'll pay the price.
Shredded because I thought it was the right thing to do. When I didn't have a shredder, I put it in a burn bag and it would burn.
I don't want to hear your justification for your simple-minded machination. You told a lie, that's all I know. You're a charming guy, it was all for show. Think you know better than me how to run my life. Took your time, practice what to say. Come on, TV, I love it to stay. Mesmerize the middle class with a 10-second memory you didn't last. Think you know better than me how to run my life.
General Seaboard. Covert action.
became a right-wing recruit.
Thinking no better than me how to run my life.
Five commies in a business suit.
Drug running. Cocaine trafficking. Weapons being sold to the CIA.
When will everyone stop and think just how close we are to break when it took the law into his hands? Like 50 years ago in a German land, thinking no better than me how to run my life. Thinking no better than me how to run my life. Thinking no better than me how to run my life. Don't you run my life. Don't you run my life.
A few months ago, I told the American people I did not trade arms for guns. My heart and my best intentions still tell me that's true. But the facts and the evidence tell me it is not. I did do it. I am not, as I said in my statement, at all ashamed of any of the things that I did. I was given a mission, and I tried to carry it out.
Louder. Hey, oh, baby. something's happening.
I'm your masters of war, you that build all the guns, you that build the big planes, you that build the big bombs, you that hide behind the wall, you that hide behind desks. I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You've never done nothing but built to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. Put a gun in my hand, then you run from my eyes. Then you turn and run further when the fast bullet flies. You fasten the triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch while the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansions while the young people's blood blows out of their bodies and into the mud. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. World War can be won, you want me to believe. Well, I see through your eyes, like I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You've thrown the worst fear that could ever be hurled, fear to bring children into this world. For threatening my babies, unborn and unnamed, you're not with the blood that runs in your veins. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Well, I think that you'll find when your death takes its toll, all the money you've got cannot buy back your soul. Well, I hope that you die. Death will come soon, and I'll walk by your casket in the pale afternoon. And I'll stand while you're lowered into your deathbed. And I'll stand a long while to be sure that you're dead.
Thank you.
And speaking of free world,
indecency hearing, FCC, 1919 M Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20554. Dear FCC, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.